so many people that I know, I mean, including Reed Martin and myself, we have gone through theater programs. Reed and I both went through graduate theater programs. I know people who teach at theater programs, but I've never met a man who created a university theater program until I met Stephen Skiles here at Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park, who has created the theater program at Xavier University here in Cincinnati. How did you do that? And more importantly, why?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 371, University Theater Degrees. Xavier University Director of Theater Stephen Skiles helped create the curriculum for the BA degree in theater at Xavier. Stephen's an old friend from our many trips to the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park, and in our final week of performing The Complete History of Comedy Abridged in the Playhouse's Shelter House Theater last month, Reed Martin and I met Stephen after his performance of A Christmas Carol in the Playhouse's Marks Theater to talk about Xavier's BA degree in theater and the experience and philosophy that went into creating it.
I love the idea that I created it, because I sound very important when you say that. I had the opportunity, maybe is what I'll say, last year to write a new degree program in theater at Xavier University. Xavier's never had a theater program in the over 100 years of them being a university.
And just give me a little background on Xavier itself. It's a Jesuit university?
Right, it's a Jesuit university. It's located here in Cincinnati, Ohio. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get this wrong, but maybe 30, 40 years ago, they combined with a college here on campus called Edgecliff College. And Edgecliff actually had a very robust art scene. They had a music degree, a theater degree, you know, multiple arts degrees. And when Edgecliff moved to Xavier, the theater degree didn't work out for some reason.
Okay.
So it existed since then, since the 70s, I think, or 80s. It existed because students kept it alive. They had a student theater group called Xavier Players. They did productions every year.
Okay.
They had a staff member who oversaw it and helped them. And it just kind of kept going because it was a passion of students on campus.
Right.
So were there theater classes at the university, although there was no theater major, or there were no theater classes?
There were theater classes, and actually in the mid-2000s, they formed a theater minor.
Okay.
So there were maybe 6 to 8 theater classes, just basic, like an acting one or an intro to theater type of class. But they did get a minor up. For a while, the theater minor existed in the communications department, and then I think it moved to the classics department. Okay. So it moved around a little bit just in a very short period of time. So there were a series of classes, and they were actually, you know, pretty well attended. I started at Xavier, interestingly enough, the same year that I worked with you as company manager at the Playhouse in the Park. I started teaching at Xavier as an adjunct.
2002.
There was a lot of student involvement then, and even going back, you know, 11 years ago now, there was always talk about wouldn't it be great if we could have a major.
Yeah.
But the stars never quite aligned for it. And I taught there as an adjunct for 4 years, and we had a lot of interest. The minor really picked up. I think at one time we had close to 30 minors, which was a really robust program for us, especially being very new. But it never quite worked out. But it was always part of the fabric of the university, of students being involved and doing shows. And at times they would do, you know, 3 to 5 shows a year.
Well, it's funny, Reed and I were in the theater department at University of California, Berkeley, and the best part of that program, for at least for undergrads, was that they left you completely alone to do your own shows. It was also the worst part of the program, you know, because...
Yeah, there were faculty shows. There's faculty shows, which are directed, and, but then there were just lots of opportunities where we'll give you a room, we'll give you a budget of $150, and we'll give you a week.
Yeah, go.
And go.
Go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did you set out to try to create a degree program at Xavier. Did you have to was there a theater department? Did you have to create the department as well?
No, I didn't have to create the department. I was made aware that they were creating a music and theater department. The music department at Xavier had been alive and well for a long period of time. And we had a new provost come in, and he was a strong proponent of the arts. And the idea that they were going to create a degree in theater, a BA in theater, came about. And so they were going to change from the Department of Music to the Department of Music and Theater. So that changed before I was lucky enough to be hired to come to Xavier. And so my job was to try to create a BA program that would match the standards of Xavier University and be a little bit unique in kind of our outlook of how we wanted to train students and in what areas we were going to train students. So I didn't have to put the theater department together, but I got to create the entire, along with others, don't get me wrong, there were others involved and in very big ways, but I got to help create the curriculum that the BA degree is based upon.
So you were working here at Cincinnati as company manager.
At the Playhouse in the Park.
Yeah, and you were adjunct at Xavier. Take us through your teaching and acting journey between 2002, and because I know then you were not at Xavier, and then they hired you back to create this program.
In 2002, I started adjuncting. I was company manager for a little while after that. I left the company manager position and became a drama director at a local high school, Anderson High School here in Cincinnati. From there, I became an assistant professor at the University of Akron and the head of their theater education program. From there, I was there for 3 years, then went to Dayton, Ohio, where I was the chair of theater and dance at Sinclair College, and I was hired at Xavier from there.
Okay. So, and on top of that, you're a professional actor.
Yes.
Yeah. And at any point when you decided to put together the curriculum, did you think to yourself, hang on, there's too many goddamn actors in the world. We needn't train any of them. I need to train them all on how to wire a house or something. You know, give them a skill.
No.
Okay. All right. Good.
No.
Good.
You know, the idea I had in mind for the creation of this curriculum came from attending the NAST conference, the National Association of Schools of Theater conference, a few years before. Okay. And that's, you know, one of the big topics of discussion during that conference was, why is there not a bridge between the educational theater and the professional theater? That it seems like we exist apart from each other.
Right.
So when I had the opportunity to come to do this, that thought was always in my mind. And so what we sought to do was to create a program that bridged the gap between those.
Okay.
So we have a very small faculty. There are only two full-time faculty there. And we bring in professionals to teach a lot of our classes. In spring, I've got 5 professional theater artists coming in to teach classes.
Cool.
We're doing a 3-show season this year, a 4-show season next year. I'm the only director on faculty right now, and I'll only direct 1 show a year. So we have 2 professional directors this year coming in.
Wow.
We've already got our 3 professional directors for next year.
Wow.
We bring in workshops, you know, people to do workshops for them that are professionals. We had the extreme luxury to have you guys on campus not too long ago. And, you know, that's something that we like to do. We want to get our students in front of as many different people as possible so they're learning from different people. They're not just learning about us. I couldn't imagine anything more boring than having a program where students came in to learn to do theater how I do. I want them to hear how as many people as possible do theater so that they can figure out how they're going to do it, and they can do it in the ways that I can't think about.
Because there is no one there is no one way of doing theater.
No, absolutely not.
So what was foremost in your mind about sitting down to create a curriculum? Was it based on what you had heard at this NAS conference, or was it based on things you had learned or ways you had been taught, and you went, oh God, I don't ever want to be taught like that again?
Yeah, and did the university say, well, you have to have this, this, and this?
Yeah.
The university actually, they didn't put any parameters on us.
Cool.
So we got to really sit down and map out something that we wanted to do. And we were very fortunate that they looked at us and said, you know, you guys are the professionals in this area, so you write your curriculum. Yeah. What I wanted to do was something that matched the standards of the education at Xavier, because I think, you know, just in the liberal arts, just the degree you get from Xavier is terrific. They have a high academic standard. And I wanted it to be something unique that when students came in, they would get a really good broad training in a lot of different areas, but that they would also meet a lot of professionals that they could call when they graduate and that they could learn from when they were there. And our students are having a diverse set of experiences every year, not just on stage or backstage in productions, but they can say in any given semester that even though we have a faculty of two, I'm learning from five, six, seven different people. That was really important. We have 16 majors already. We're thinking that we're going to take as many as 15 next year. So in our first year, we're going to have approximately 30 majors. So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of interest in what we're doing.
Hi, I'm Austin Titchener, and my hard drive died. So all of my celebrity blurbs are on a backup somewhere that I can't access. And you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Where can you RSC the RSC? Oh, we're going to have such a busy year in 2014, but at this point, I can only tell you about the first half of it. We have many possible plans for performances from about July to the end of the year, but nothing is finalized yet, so I can't tell you. Hopefully, I'll be able to tell you about that in a few weeks. But for the first half of the year, in the U.S., we will perform in Davidson, North Carolina this month, in Laguna Beach, California, La Crosse, and Green Bay, Wisconsin in March, and in Lowell, Massachusetts at the Merrimack Repertory Theater in April and May. And in a week and a half, on January 20th, we'll begin our three-month 60-city tour of the Bible, the complete Word of God, abridged in the UK. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information. And now back to Stephen Skiles, who was telling us about the professional opportunities that are part of the BA degree at Xavier University.
Our first production this year was the first, I think it was the first, professional collaborative co-production between a university in Cincinnati and a professional theater company in Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Shakespeare Company came in. We did a full co-production with their actors, their director, their designers. We had, I think, 12 of them involved. We had 20 of our students involved. So CSC's been a big part of it. I've been talking to Blake here at the Playhouse so that our students can come over. We have an internship class we wrote that forces our juniors to go to a professional theater for 3 weeks. So we're working on that with Blake, and we'll get some students into the Playhouse in the Park. We're trying to get our students to come here and see more shows. We're bringing artists from the Playhouse over. I just had three artists from Christmas Carol come over and do a play reading for us and have a discussion after it. Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati, we're working with them to get them involved. Fault Line Theater in New York City, we've got a great relationship with them, and that's in year zero. So we're very hopeful for what we'll do in the future.
So you've got, so there's this professional component combined with the academic component. What degree are you offering? It's a BA, not a BFA, right?
It's a BA, yeah, BA in theater.
So it's a BA, so there's got to be a strong academic component. We've been talking about this a lot, about how, at least in terms of, and I think Reed agrees with me, the BFA is a degree not worth having, as far as I'm concerned, and I think Reed agrees.
Well, you get too limited too young. You need to have life experience, see the world, learn about a lot of things. It's going to make you a better person and a more interesting performer.
Well, exactly right. The more interesting you are, the more educated you are, the more well-rounded you are, the better, more educated, interesting, well-rounded artist you're going to be, and more interesting actor you're going to be.
I agree with that. So we have a BA degree. The Xavier kind of core curriculum is incredibly robust. To get a BA degree, I think you have to have 120 credits. And depending on how you approach your core curriculum, Xavier, you could take 72 credits just in general education classes. Right. And it's, you know, very diverse. English, social sciences, physical sciences, you know, across the gamut. And I love that about Xavier, because they're learning in all areas. And so exactly like what you're saying, you know, they become very well-rounded individuals. And then the theater program is actually one of the more demanding on campus right now.
I would imagine. Yeah. Well, and we went and taught an improv workshop with your students. They were incredibly smart. I mean, for that an hour and a half, I didn't get much of a sense of, are they talented? Couldn't tell. but they're really super smart, and they were really participatory and willing to get up and try stuff, and that counts for so much. You know, I mean, if they're getting such a great education and they're getting professional experience, that seems to be the ultimate ideal combination.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Our students work really hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting. I'm writing syllabi for our spring semester right now. And I'm having to constantly remind myself that our theater students, they're still not trained. I mean, we are in year zero of a program.
Right.
And I'm putting together a curriculum, and it's very demanding. And I'm thinking, you know, okay, they're not trained in theater. They don't have a lot of background in it. Are they going to be able to, you know, go through this rigorous schedule?
Right.
And at Xavier, the question, the answer to that really is yes, because they're very smart and hardworking.
So then what happens next for both your students? Where do you hope they go from here? And what happens next for the program?
Well, my hope for our students is that they're being trained for multiple avenues once they graduate. So if they feel like they've made enough connections through our professional workshops and through professional teaching classes and directing shows and designing shows and stage managing shows or whatever, that they want to go straight to trying to get jobs in the field, I think that's terrific. You know, they could go to Chicago, they could go to New York, they could go to LA. That we're giving them enough information, we're giving them enough experience that they would feel prepared to do that. Or if they want to get a more specialized training, they can go straight to their MFA program.
Right.
But I tell students a lot that it's not just theater training that we're training students for, that we work on a couple of things every single day that is going to benefit them no matter if they're going to go into theater or if they're going to become ministers or if they're going to sell beer for Miller. You know, and that is that in every class that we teach, we're working on communication, we're working on analysis, we're working on understanding where different people are coming from. We're understanding a little bit about humanity, maybe a little bit every day. So no matter in what direction they want to go, if it's in theater or it's not, they're gonna feel confident enough to take those steps. So I hope that what's next for our students is we're continuing every day to open up different avenues for them to take, and that those avenues are incredibly diverse.
Mm-hmm.
For the program, the next step is we got our BA degree approved by the college. We're already rolling that out. We actually just received approval from the state of Ohio 4 days ago that we're launching a Bachelor of Science degree in theater education, and we just got that approved. We only have one more step to go with that. That we'll hear about that, I think, the first week of January. So there's never been a theater degree at Xavier until this year, and next year we're going to have two.
Is one measure of your success in the program how many students every year you can drive out of theater to into something more rewarding and more remunerative?
You know, interestingly enough, we've had two students who were who heard about the theater degree and already signed up for it, and within one semester they dropped it. And actually, you know, they're not in our program anymore, but I just had meetings with both of them on Thursday. You know, I saw them and I got to sit down and talk to them about the new program that they're in and what are they doing. And I think the greatest success I can say of what we measure, of what, or at least maybe what I measure at Xavier from our students, is that they always know that whether they're a theater major or a minor or not, they have a home in our program.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your degree qualifications via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, BFA Bachelor of Fooling Around Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to David Sullivan. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to my hard drive, which served me well and true for the last 4.5 years. But because it has died, I don't have any celebrities to thank this week. And as always, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 371 1113ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Well, and I'm kind of joking about driving the kids out of school, but the program, but
kind of.
But I do think everybody, every student, anywhere, should do a play, because I do think you learn things, as you were saying. You learn things about empathy that you don't learn in any other discipline.
You learn about yourself, self-discovery, and collaboration. And you're absolutely right. Wherever you go in your life, theater forces you to walk in somebody else's shoes, to see the world through somebody else's eyes. And I don't know where else you get that.
Just offers a perspective. You know, it sits at the crossroads of curriculum. I believe, and I push this at Xavier a lot, that we can offer a view into any discipline, and we offer a very human view into every discipline.
This podcast is a production of the Reduce Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.